I'm Oscar from RayX, and what I'm doing is some R&D works for privacy solutions to the blockchain network. So this Gem protocol is also the privacy preserving blockchain, so I'm happy to be here to talk about it. Let's start off by briefly defining what is the privacy in the blockchain context. We can think a whole blockchain system can be composed mainly two parts, networking layer and blockchain layer. And just in this my talk, let me define the privacy feature itself can be mainly composed also the confidentiality features and anonymous features. Confidentiality for the networking layer means hiding transit method, and anonymity for the networking layer means hiding IP addresses. Whereas the confidentiality for the blockchain layer means hiding transfer amount. So when you send a transfer token in the Ethereum, everyone see how much you send is available to the data. And anonymity for the blockchain layer means hiding a transaction graph. So again, when you send a transaction, everyone see the transaction, where it come from, or where to go. So in this my talk, I'm gonna focusing on the privacy feature for this blockchain layer. In the Bitcoin, when you send a transaction to the blockchain, and when you send send transaction to the send blockchain, it will be attached to one sender's private key, a public key, and to verify the signature correction, to verify the correctness of the signature. But it always reveals that the transaction where it come from. And so in order to avoid that type of the data leakage, the miner uses special signatures called ring signatures. And ring signatures basically allows it to be attached not just to one sender private key, but multiple some dummy public key. And these keys are fetched from the Monero blockchain network. And these keys are also selected in the input selection algorithm. And so the ring signatures basically ensure that it's signed by one private key corresponding to one of the ring members' public key, and as a key works as a dummy private key. So this in this picture, the red one is only sender actual private key, and the keys are works dummy private key, and this is a way to obfuscate the to give the anonymity feature for the sender addresses in the Monero protocol, and for give the confidentiality features to the Monero, sender send a value commitment instead of the raw data of the value, and it will be attached to the range proofs based in the knowledge proving systems, and it will be provides the validity of the within that the value is in the valid range. And the finally, the stealth addresses works as a anonymity features to give the recipient addresses. The Zcash is also the like the UTXO write model in the blockchain. And the idea is that the market tree, not commitment, is accumulated into the market tree. And it works like a UTXO set in the blockchain. So that the sender don't send that actual value, and it will be committed to the amount commitment, and so it will be hiding to the actual amount. And the important thing is that this commit this market tree is only active. So if sender do a payment, it it not update that the not commitment. Instead, it will be added the nullifier data, which is unique and linkable to the specific the consuming commitment, and that nullifier data will be added to the nullifier set, global nullifier set, and which is to prevent from the double spending. So that the ZKSNAX proved that all these computational processes are correctly done or without revealing the sensitive data, such as sender's private key and actual transfer amount. So these major privacy focusing blockchain takes UTXO-based approach. But how can we achieve these features in the account-based approach? So it means how can we achieve that confidential features for so when you send a transaction, or how can we achieve the anonymous features for when you send transactions? So that's the why of the Zero Chain. Zero Chain is a privacy preserving blockchain and supporting the account-based approach. And we are currently not on top of the Ethereum, we are top of the substrate. And we especially providing the some substrate on-chain logics called the substrate modules, and some toolkit for protecting sensitive data, which is stored on-chain. And let me jump into my the privacy solutions in the Zero Chain. Let me talk a little bit about what is substrate is. Substrate is basically a blockchain framework which is developed by Parity Technologies, and Parity substrate provides a basic blockchain component, or such as a database so in the blockchain for storing transactions, and peer-to-peer networking to gossip the state transitions in the blockchain network, and consensus mechanism to provide the incentive mechanism into the blockchain network, and transaction queue, and so on. And these blockchain components might be most complex and difficult part when you build it your own blockchain. But if you build it on the substrate, or you don't need to implement these complex components, so all you need to do is that you just build some substrate modules and substrate runtime. And this is a way to the configure the substrate modules into the substrate runtime. There are a bunch of substrate modules, and each module provides a specific features, or such as the timestamp module provides just a timestamp into the blockchain, and the balances module provides the managing the fungible assets to the blockchain system. And especially, we are providing the some privacy focusing modules, such as encrypted balances module provides a way to the confidential transfers in the runtime, and the anonymous balances module provides the anonymous transfers into the runtime. And this is the Zero Chain's overview. Again, we are top of on the substrate. And Zero Chain's over architecture is an implementation of the ZSER. And also we use the ZKSNACS as the knowledge proving systems. And we can, on top of it, we can build privacy-oriented applications top of on the Zero Chain protocol, such as a confidential and anonymous payment applications, and privacy features, financial systems applications on top of the Zero Chain protocol. And what is ZSER? ZSER is a paper published by Benedict Benz et al. In early of this year. And it is basically an efficient, free, decentralized, and confidential payment mechanism. All that is compatible with a smart contract platform. And the basic idea is that a homomorphic scheme, encryption scheme hides all transfer amount and account balances. And also it takes a account-based approach for the reason of the efficiency and some usability. And so we can avoid the UTXO accumulations in the on-chain. And but the original ZSER uses a sigma thread called sigma thread, which is kind of the knowledge proving systems. But we use instead ZKSNACS. But the statement itself in the ZKSNACS is based on this protocol. But why we use DigiSnax? Because one of the problems of the anonymous DSA is so expensive. So we want more small proofs and efficient and succinct verifications in terms of the general computation. And also ZKSNAX has a great community and a lot of projects using ZKSNAX libraries, and there are existing a lot of the awesome libraries for ZKSNAX. But as you know, the one of the downside is the necessity of the trusted setup. And but these days, there are some solutions and some applications to the trusted setup. One thing is that much batch computation, which is done by the Zcash protocol and some universal and updatable SRS, so, which is a lot of research have been doing recently. And how it works actually in the computational transfer on chain. Let's think the simple case that Alice sends encrypted 3 coins to Bob. So again, we take the counterbalance approach. So on chain, Alice has 10 coins and Bob has 5 coins currently. And but obviously it reveals that everyone see how much they have now. So in order to hide it, we need to encrypt it, those amount by the lifted L-gamma encryption. And this encryption scheme has a homomorphic property. So we can calculate with encrypted way. So Alice sent encrypted 3 coins to the transaction. And this is added, this will be added to the Bob's balances and subtracted from the Alice's balances. And we can calculate it on-chain with all ciphertext way. So no one cannot see those actual amounts in the on-chain. And of course, Alice can see her own balances by using her decryption key, which is one of the private key. So this is all a basic idea of the confidential transfer in the zero chain. But the problem is that how a blockchain node can validate this encrypted amount? I mean, this encrypted 3 coins looks actually just 64 byte array. So Alice need to convince that this 64 byte array is actually encrypted 3 coins by encrypted collecting encryption key. So in order to achieve this, we use ZKSNAX because ZKSNAX basically provide some proofs that some statement is actually correct. So in this context, the statement the transfer amount is within the valid range, so that the transfer amount is not a negative amount or not overflowed, or sender has enough balances. And it's encrypted by the correct encryption key. So if this statement is actually correct, and DigiSnax not reveal the and not reveal the actual amount or sensitive data such as a private key, and if this statement is actually correct, the verifier function on chain returns true and can validate it on on-chain. And in the case of the anonymous transfers, that all processes are similar to the confidential transfers, as I explained earlier. But the difference is that some dummy addresses and some encrypted amount will be added into the transactions. So this is a similar way to the Monero's approach. Because it will be obfuscated because of the dummy data. So that's the point is that the people cannot tell the difference between the actual data, such as the recipient and sender, and dummy data. And as for the on-chain operation, after verifying the verifying function, operating the encrypted balances will be calculated in the on-chain, and these changes will be the uniformly, and this encrypted amount for the dummy address is actually encrypted zero value, so the dummy addresses for the encrypted balances will not change for the actual balances. This is change just ciphertext. And this is a benchmark of the Zetchain. As you see, the constraint size of the ZKS is a constant against anonymity size because of the accumulated approach, which is I explained earlier. Whereas the constraint of the chain grows linearly against the anonymity size because we need to utilize.
Sure.
Yep.
It's anonymity size in bits. What's the anonymity size?
Oh, anonymity size is anonymity size is a number of the anonymity set. So in this picture, the
40.
Yes.
It's quite small.
I want to compare that against the ZKS constraint and the Zetchain constraint, so it's small. Yeah. So the constraint of the Zetchain grows linearly against the anonymity size, so that's Zetchain's constraint takes over around 26 and 27 in the ZKS constraint and decides. And as a reference, anonymity decides the Monero is 11 currently, and we can achieve Zetchain achieve can the anonymity feature level of the Monero with half of the ZKS constraint, that is 50,000 constraint. So by the way, the constraint is a computational complexity in the Zernike grouping. And the next thing I would like to talk about is the auditability for the privacy coins, and namely the selective disclosure. Because for real-world usage or some enterprise usage, auditability is so important aspect. And because it will need to comply with some regulations and need to be some protecting from the right anti-money laundering. So it means that appropriate entities should be able to audit certain users' money flow in the financial crime use cases. And in order to achieve that such auditability features, we prepare some key components for getting the auditability. And there are a bunch of key pairs, but the important key is this decryption key, because all the transfer amount and encrypted balances will be encrypted in this encryption key. And if user pass this decryption key to some auditors, auditors can decrypt it by using this decryption key. But the auditor cannot spend their user's coin because they don't have the spending key. The decryption key cannot be, spending key cannot be derived from this decryption key.
That's 1 minute.
Yeah. So as a summary, what is a good point of the grant-based approach? The first obvious thing is on-chain storage friendly, because you can implement the UTXO-based approach into the smart contract, but it's so expensive. You need all UTXO set and all spent transactions, such as a nullifier data, need to be stored into the smart contract. And also, we can achieve the confidential capital token in the account-based approach. For example, if you want to prove that Alice cannot have the security tokens over 4% of the total supply, in a computational manner. But in the UTXO-based approach, you need to accumulate and collect all of the UTXO set on chain. So it's too expensive. And it's easy. It's way easy to get the observability features in the account-based approach. Because in the UTXO-based approach, auditor need to try to decrypt all server text, including the whole history of the transaction. And so it's too expensive. And but in the account-based approach, auditor just fetch the specific encrypted balances from the blockchain network and decrypt it and get the single latest value. And so we are all open source our implementation of the ZeroChain, and our implementation is written in Rust, and but it's under development for the production ready. You can check our GitHub page, axcon/ZeroChain. So, and this is a demo. Oh, so we have the several hundred, 1,000 coins now, and left hand side is running the ZeroChain node running locally, and the right side is a desktop client on the desktop, and I'm gonna send 100 coins to Alice and submit them calculated to the Zenage proving and some encryption scheme, and verifying it in, within the ZeroChain node. And the transfer amount will be subtracted from my balances, and I'm gonna change the default addresses to the recipient addresses. So I'll check and Alice can get 100 coins. Thanks so much.